Yeah, man, I saw that. That's cool. The Mule, baby.
All right, Willie Nelson's last concert.
Barry.
How you been?
Good, man. What'd you think of Mason, bro?
Costume change done right in the beginning. now you've seen it, the big move. It's nothing more to see. Well, if you just keep your shoes. thinking. So this is a little song. I wrote the song actually, I don't know when it was, but I was inappropriately feeling sorry for myself, and I don't know, I just, you know, we all feel like that, that we're misunderstood or whatever we feel. And then I got thinking of William Blake, how William Blake in his lifetime, such a great philosopher, songwriter, he wrote beautiful poetry, he fought for women's rights, for children's rights, he was an activist, a visionary, a great visionary, but in his time, he had no recognition, very little success, even to the point that when he made hand-printed copies of Songs of Innocence and gave them to his friends, they would forget to take them home with them. Now they're worth a couple million dollars a piece. I was thinking like Sam Flaxman's, ancestors are probably really pissed off at him for... Anyway, it's just a... So I thought about it, and so I thought I would write a little song to remind myself that strife is a beautiful part of creation. In my blackened year, I was so disposed toward a mission yet unclear, advancing pole by pole, watching revealed to my ears, obey the simple code. When road was paved in gold, when road is just a road. Thank you. Just so happy to be back in Philadelphia. What? Oh yeah, it's awesome. Well, you know, it's awesome for a couple of reasons. First, it's a great looking hall and it has great sound. And also, it is the old harbor of opera, which I also love. So very proud to, you know, be able to perform here. And also, thanks for the support, because, you know, we haven't played to such so many people in Philly by ourselves for a long time.
Thank you. Oh,
shows, you know, we're doing several documentary films tonight. 1,100 of them. Tell you a story. Once there was a little girl who, just when I was getting ready to do my work, tugged at my coat and said, "Tell me a story." Tell me a story is one of my favorite question or favorite requests, and but it's all a story to me. This whole night is a story. We're telling a story, and you're part of the story now. So this is a little song that I would like to we would like to do in memory of Sam Shepard.
Nice.
introduce my band. Guitar, my son, Jackson Smith. Soon to play Luciano Pavarotti. Somebody's got to play him. On bass, Tony Shanahan. On drums, Jackie Garvey. And Freddie K.
I keep thinking that this opera house, the very young Russ Colombo must have come up from South 8th Street in South Philly and watched it and wanted to be this. But really, I want to dedicate this one to the eater with the heater, the boss with the hot sauce. Because we're all young teenagers and we need a little punk rock.
Don't you come to get into the air?
father came from Miami to LA. Hitchhiked away across the USA. Fucked around, right halfway. She lived in even for she said, hey, man. She didn't walk a wild side. I said, hey, man, take a walk a wild side. Merchandising. Well, there's like this one merchandise thing, but her merchandise thing, because you know activists are always marginalized, is over in like a little corner. But please visit it. All proceeds go into helping to lobby and to work and to get to reduce fossil fuels in our country, in our world, and they are making great strides. Of course, they make strides, and our present administration likes to pull back, but she keeps fighting, they keep fighting, so help fight the good fight. And maybe you'll get one of the special editions personally signed and scribbled on People of the Power t-shirts. I think there's only 10 of them, but in any event, please go visit her little corner of the world. And thank you, Jesse. And this little song was written for Jackson and Jesse's father, Fred Sonic Smith.
Thank you.
What are you writing on about? You know what it sounds like from here? Did you ever like see those like Snoopy cartoons when the grown-ups talk? You know, like they're like. So what is it? Fire I breathe, love is a banquet on which I remember the story of Maria Callas playing here, and she was just ready to go into one of her great arias, and it was spellbinding, and she was put her hands up and was just about ready, and all of a sudden someone cried out, "Maria, they won't let us dance!"
Thank you.
fucking annoying. Why don't you let these guys do their jobs, you have a good time, and don't be so fucking uptight if they don't let you get this more closer. Because all you're doing is causing a big fucking stink for nothing. Just pull out. You know, I went to third grade in Philadelphia. And you know, actually I went to first grade in Philadelphia, second grade in Philadelphia, and third grade in Philadelphia. And I learned everything in those three grades. So, I live in New York, and it's a good city, but I got all my moves from first, second, and third grade. And where I lived was so downtrodden that my sister and I went back to look at it. Not only had they leveled it, but they had leveled the actual earth that it was on. So it was like 8 feet lower. So you couldn't even find like anything of it. And now there's a whole new something else altogether. So, but I remember every wildflower, every firefly. I remember every Philadelphia sky. So don't give me any shit. The boy was in the hallway, drinking a glass of tea from the other end of the hallway. A rhythm was generating. These words were heard. They were heard tolling from the great bell. It cracked in its tolling. It cracked for the shining liberty of its people. These were the words that the farmers heard across the fields and caused the people to take action. These are the times that tried men's souls. Oh, these are the times that tried men's souls.
Thank you.
$5 a carload in Philadelphia, you could go to the airport, drive-in, and the Motown Review would come on, and we saw Smokey Robinson, we saw Benny King, we saw Marvin Gaye, and we saw a 13-year-old Stevie Wonder. And I'm going to tell you, we fucking danced. Do you know how to
thank you.
Now, my coming, and thanks for coming. So I always feel really happy to come to Philadelphia. I always, because I love all its stuff, you know. I love the cobblestone streets, and I love Independence Hall, and I love the music, and I love the childhood that I had here, which is very precious to me. And I love that I bought my first Bob Dylan record here. And I love that I really love this guy named Butchie Magic who didn't love me. He was from South Philly. Sorry, I got Fred Sonic Smith, so...